From Topps comes the all-new digital card collecting app, free to download from iTunes or Google Play, Star Wars Card Trader.
For the first time ever, collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
All from the comfort of your mobile devices, Star Wars Card Trader.
These are the cards you're looking for.
Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is, yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
At last! Where have you been?
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Welcome, everybody, to this live coffee chat here at Coffee with Kenobi on Main Street USA in the Magic Kingdom at Starbucks. Long time coming. We always wanted to have a podcast which felt like we were talking about Star Wars in a coffee house. So we're doing it in Orlando, Florida right now, which is pretty awesome. We're being periscoped. Hi, Corey. This is for you, buddy. We wish you were here with us. So if everyone could tell us a little bit about... Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Hi, Corey. He's going to send us hearts, right? Is that the periscope thing? Oh, good, good. All right, so everybody, if you could kind of say who you are, introduce yourselves, and what brought you to Disney World. We'll start over here.
My name's John. I came to Disney World just because I live really close. And I have an annual pass, so why not?
That's a very good reason.
My name is Robert. I'm from Lakeland, Florida. My 5-year-old son, Jacob, is here. And, Disney, Star Wars, two of my favorite things that I like since I was a kid. So, I mean, put it together. Hey, I was happy when George sold it.
As was I. What about you, sir?
Hi, I'm Joey, and I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I work here at Walt Disney World. Woo! And I love Star Wars.
All right. I'm the Gian. I'm from Kissimmee, and always been a fan of Disney, mostly once Disney bought out Star Wars, The Muppets, and Marvel. I'm like, oh, everything's under one roof, and got an annual pass here for Star Wars weekends, and still going to keep it, though. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Dave Motters. I came down to see you guys, meet you guys, not just Aaron and you, but see who else showed up, meet more Star Wars fans, and just be part of the community.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And this lady needs some introduction, right?
I want to be seen with her.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sandra, also known as Geek Chick on Twitter. I'm a blogger for Coffee Kenobi, and I'm visiting family here in town. So I just wanted to come out and hang out with Dan and Aaron and some of the other fans here.
Right. Speaking of Aaron...
I'm the man behind the camera. I'm Aaron Harris. I'm a blogger here at Coffee with Kenobi, local resident, and I'm here just to hang out with Dan and everybody else.
That's right. We're glad to be here. What kind of questions we have rolling in?
Well, we got a bunch of people saying, hi, Dan.
Hi.
Coffee with Kenobi, question mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Hi, everybody. No questions coming in as of yet, but if you got questions, send them in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's Mr. Z. From that's really cool.
Ah, yeah. What's up, man? How are you? So let's.
What kind of Force Awakens merch is at Disney?
What kind of Force Awakens merch is at Disney? So far, we've seen
lightsabers,
Kylo Ren, a lot of Kylo Ren. There's a Kylo Ren hat and a First Order Stormtrooper hat that's really cool. There's a lot of T-shirts of them as well. A lot of BB-8 miscellaneous stuff. There's a lot of Christmas ornaments. What else have you all seen as far as Force Awakens?
The Funko subscription box for Smuggler's Bounty. Well, hey, isn't everything Disney? I'm at Disney, and I'm here.
You're a collectible.
I am a collectible. I mean, who wouldn't want this chunky little face? I mean, I didn't hear the question my son was talking about.
I have your bobblehead.
I thought so. Okay.
One of the coolest things for me was riding the monorail. You can actually see it's the Force Awakens all across the window. Rey's on the window, BB-8, TIE Fighter. So it was really, really cool to see that.
What about you? Seen any cool Force Awakens merchandise here?
Yeah, in every store. There's cups. In fact, I was... tweeting out a couple weekends ago at Epcot. They've got cool Star Wars ornaments. I picked up BB-8 and I picked up Kylo Ren, and they're heavy. I thought they'd be like hollow. The cups, cool shirts. I picked up one of those. My wife actually got me one of those. I'm not supposed to know I have that, but that's one of my Star Wars gifts. Yes. You know, so yeah. So all that, yeah, at Epcot. Right. You know, so at every part.
Well, Santa won't tell you. It'll still be a surprise,
exactly.
Right? Right?
Exactly.
I got a pressing question from at Corey Club. He wants to know where Dan got that awesome hoodie.
Oh, that's called a self-promotion. That is, you can find that at coffeewithkenobi.com. I've always loved the Christmas idea. Actually, a year ago, I said to Corey, why don't we do like a Christmas with Kenobi theme, because I'm a Christmas nut. I love it. And so I actually ordered that, and I got it the day we left. So I raced home, grabbed it, and then went back to school, got on the bus, and we came to Florida. Just so I could wear it tonight. And it's cool. It's comfortable.
Happy Mommy says that she loves you guys, and she's catching up on the latest Rebels, ironically.
Oh, I'm glad that you said that, and thank you very much for listening and for participating. We actually have a pretty major announcement on Coffee with Kenobi that we're going to announce here at the meetup. Can someone drive right here for him while Aaron comes in over here? Okay, so one of the big things about our show is that we want to involve the community. There are a lot of Star Wars podcasts out there, a lot of amazing Star Wars podcasts out there, and we're the one-on-ones that likes to analyze through a literary lens, through a critical lens. We like to incorporate as many fans as possible because there's so many amazing people out here who have a voice, who have a lot to say, and we want to be one of the people to give them a platform to do that. And through this experience, we met Aaron, and Aaron has graciously offered to take over Rebels Reactions.
Yep.
So this is your new host of Rebels Reactions, yeah. Aaron Harris.
Yes, that's me. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be able to do this, and I'm actually humbled that you're letting me. So this will be fun. We got our first episode in the can, and we'll be covering the Sabine episode, Blood Sisters, and we'll be building up from there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. We are in great hands. He's an amazing guy, a smart man, and we appreciate that. He's a bit of an editor as well, so that's good. And Corey and I and Jeff, it's not like we're going away. We're still doing Coffee with Kenobi. We're still going to be guesting and stuff, but there's a lot going on, and when someone of this caliber is willing to do that, we do that. We're a Coffee with Kenobi family, and we're very, very excited. So thank you again.
Thank you.
On behalf of Corey and myself for doing this.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to it.
And are you going to let me be a guest?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely, you're going to be there.
Thanks. Well, hey.
Corey, I don't know. No,
yeah,
I just can't.
He's suspect. Fair. That's fair. That's fair. So I promised people that they could answer our five questions while we're here for the meetup. And you answered the five questions. Yes, you have. So are you ready for our five questions at Coffee with Kenobi?
I guess so.
He's ready. He's ready. Okay.
Is it about Rebels or
it's anything? It's just that you're over. It's what we do to kind of see what people have in common with each other.
Oh,
so
all right.
And we'll just kind of do them all at the same time. Right. And we'll start over here.
Okay.
What is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Empire Strikes Back.
What about you?
It's a New Hope.
New Hope.
I've never answered these yet, but I'm not going to do it now. What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
This original.
Okay. What about you?
I have a funny one. It's actually Caravan of Courage.
Your favorite Star Wars movie is Caravan of Courage. He's the one.
It was the first one my grandfather bought. He actually bartered vegetables and flowers at a flea market. Brought it home. I was probably like 6 or 7, and he actually brought it home. Thought I would like it. We watched it. I loved it. The next day he went back, and then he got Return of the Jedi, and then literally got the original trilogy. Didn't pay anything. Just flowers and vegetables. He had a good green thumb. That's what got me into it. So
that's a great story. I love that. That's very legitimate. I thank you so much. All right, what about you, sir? Your favorite Star Wars movie?
He stole my answer.
Really?
Yes.
Your favorite?
No. Technically, I guess it would have to be Empire or the Clone Wars movie. Got to see Ahsoka for the first time and hear a lot of that epic cast from Clone Wars for the first time. So I really do love that. I do pop it in. I mean, it might not be as strong as the rest of the series, but I still love it.
That's cool. Very good. All right. Second question for our five questions. Favorite character?
Darth Vader. I love dark characters, so... Don't hate me, but I like Darth Vader.
All right.
Sandra and I were just talking about this. Empire and New Hope for me, but it's Luke. It's Luke and the New Hope, and it's that hero, the hero's journey.
Yes.
So definitely that, yeah.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character, Joey?
Princess Leia.
Of course it is.
Yoda.
Obi-Wan.
All right, very good. Third question. What's our third question? Is anyone going to type it? I know it. I wrote them, but I just want to see if anyone knows it.
Nobody answered yet.
Come on, Corey. Do you know the third question? What is your favorite line of dialogue or film moment?
Oh. My favorite film moment?
Or line of dialogue.
It would have to be when Darth Vader sacrifices life for his son. I thought that was, you know, just to see someone just, you know, that whole, you know, this guy, he was considered this very bad person, but at the end he was able to find redemption. He was able to do something, sacrifice himself. So that was like my favorite part of the film.
Cool. What about you?
Of any movie, you're saying? I don't know. I'm thinking of the classic. And I guess it's fun. It's throughout the Clone Wars, too, but I got a bad feeling about this, hearing it all the time. It's fun, too.
Yeah, very good. Do you have a favorite scene in Star Wars?
Not really, but I love the whole first movie. It was great. A lot of action.
That works for me.
For pure comedic relief, it's got to be, you know, Luke going at that speed. You're sure going to be able to pull out in time. And then my favorite one is, you know, do or do not. There is no try. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd say the line that I've been using the most recently is, this is where the fun begins.
Good choice. All right, now here's the one. If you collect, and I think we all do, what is your favorite collectible that you own?
I collect a lot of things, but I'm one of those people, I like to collect puzzles. So I have tons of puzzles in my house of just different scenes of different characters.
So is there a certain Star Wars puzzle that's your favorite?
Right now, I just purchased the one with Finn. It's 1,000 pieces. I got it for $5, so I haven't started putting it together yet, but I'm looking forward to that one.
Very good.
This is easy. I have all of the original Topps cards. Because I was 8 years old when A New Hope came out, and so I got all of them, all the blue, orange, red, yellow, and I don't know, green, is that it? How many series did they have in the original Topps? You got to forgive me. But I have every one of the colors ones, not one card missing. That's my favorite collectible.
That is most impressive. Do you have a, you don't collect, do you? No. He helps me out a lot. I think I collect quite a bit, and he hooks me up stuff as is Aaron, so that's good.
Let's see. I got, I'd have to say I purchased online one of the little Rebels posters from Celebration. And this past Star Wars weekends, I got a bunch of them to sign it. So that and probably my pop collection. I have too many pops. They're totally addictive.
I recently started getting addicted into the Lego Star Wars. Those sets are amazing. But I'd have to say the thing that I was kind of collecting was doing autographs and getting to meet certain people at Star Wars weekends, taking photos with them, and then the following year getting those autographed is like my most precious like Star Wars items is getting like Ashley Eckstein's autograph on a photo with me and her, or James and Ray Park, Peter Mayhew's. Like, I love, like, more important than anything that I own Star Wars wise.
That's cool. And last one, this is the heavy one. What particular message or themes about the Star Wars saga resonate or speak to you? Do we have any questions? I don't want to. All right.
For me, it just has to be. It's just a matter where, and it doesn't matter where you are in life, you still have time to make a change. And I think in all of the films, you see that with all of the characters, doesn't matter what they're doing, they still have time to think and make changes. And I think we can, and you know, as adults, you know, as people in real life, that's something that can we can definitely use. Yes. That there's always time to change.
Well, so spoken like an educator. Very good. Very good.
I think it's like what you and I were talking about before we got started with all this.
Ask everybody the question that you asked me. It was great.
Oh, yeah. I'd asked Dan if we would be getting together for a meetup like this. Would we still be talking about Star Wars from 1977 till 2015 if mythology wasn't involved? And Dan answered the way that I thought is we wouldn't be. And so any of these mythology themes, the stuff that Dan writes about at StarWars.com, any of those things, that those themes, good and evil, some of these, you know, just centuries-old stories that, like I said, you've written about and talked about, fascinating. And for me, like I mentioned a minute ago, the hero's journey and and really that big battle between good and evil, and seeing, that's why I picked Luke, and seeing good win out on that. So,
good answer. Good answer. And full disclosure, Joey is not really a Stars fan, but he and I have been friends for like 20 years. He's like my brother, so that's why he's joining us. But you can, we'll come back to you someday in the future. Okay.
Oh man, this is tough. I guess it's never stop dreaming.
Yeah.
You know, Luke dreamed of being something more than just a farm boy. Not that there's anything wrong with being a farm boy if that's your dream, but he wanted to strive to be better, and then he. I mean, you know, of course his family got vaporized, but he still went and did it.
Right.
I mean, he took that chance and jumped out there and left Tatooine to become a great hero.
I love it.
Again, this dude took my answer. Because that whole binary sunset scene where you see Luke looking off into the, you know, sunset, it just tears me up every single time. So I would say that, and possibly, like, just the choices that the characters make. And how you see, like, you know, sometimes the consequences, and, you know, especially with Anakin, like, that's really impactful to me as well. I mean, it just, I'm at a loss right now.
No, it's all right. It's
yeah.
All right.
I started thinking of binary sunset. I almost started tearing up again.
No, I don't blame you. It's a beautiful thing. What about all of you? Go ahead.
Corey wants to know where we can follow all these fine people online.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead. If you want, give us your Twitter handle, easy for me to say, so we can reach out to you if they want to ask you a question or just say hello.
Hi, if you want to reach me, Twitter is the best place to find me. I am at GeekChick9 on Twitter.
And at CoffeeWithKenobi.com.
Yes. I'm also a blogger, so yes, you can find me at CoffeeWithKenobi.com.
That's right.
I just want to hang out with her. I'm just at David Motters. I think what at David _ Motters. Is that right, Aaron? I think so, yeah. There I am. That's where I am.
All right.
Just look for him on my feed. You'll find him. All right. What's your Twitter?
Oh, I think it's at Star Wars Hockey Fan FL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Now I'm connecting the face with the Twitter. Cool.
Yeah, I also won. I think I was on RFR because I won one of their Little Debbie snacks, and they said that's a tongueful. They thought it was Dave Filoni because I had Hockey Fan in there.
Oh, yeah. I thought that as well.
Mine is at Gian Photography, Twitter, Instagram, everything. I'm sure.
How do you spell that?
GianFoo, and then the rest of the photography, which I can't in my mind really say.
TOGRAPHY.
Thank you.
You bet. Well,
it was ever my strong suit.
That's all right. That's what spell check is for, and English teachers. So, Aaron, any last minute thoughts? Or what about you? Disney, Star Wars, a perfect marriage. What is it about it for you?
I could barely hear you over the parade.
So Disney and Star Wars, a perfect marriage, right?
It sure is. I mean, I've been a Disney fan for years, a pass holder. It's like my sixth year as a pass holder now. So when Disney took over, I was ecstatic. So this has just been a match made in heaven for me. So as long as there's Star Wars at Disney, which apparently there will be for a long, long time, you will find me here. So, and I will be here with grin to ear to ear.
You're going to be doing your, you should be coming over here and giving up, you know, construction updates once they start construction.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still waiting on, I got some, somebody told me that the launch bay was going to opening, official opening is supposed to be the 5th, is what I heard from a cast member.
It's right after I'm here.
Yeah.
That's really fair.
I'll take pictures for you, Dan.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's better than none. It's great. So before he was our Cough with Kenobi special correspondent for Star Wars Weekends, but obviously Star Wars Weekends is no more, and I know there's a lot of about that, and it's unfortunate because it's a wonderful time, but Disney's going to do a lot to preserve this property and really make it grow. So I'm not too worried about it because there'll be more stuff. Where'd you sneak off to?
My son had to go to the bathroom.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, well, I wasn't making faces behind you. I'm just.
Oh, that's okay. I'm okay with it if you were.
Photobombing.
So what is your new title going to be? Special correspondent to Walt Disney World?
Walt Disney World correspondent. Special correspondent. Yep.
And co-host to Rebels Reactions. Yep. Right here, Aaron Harris. All right. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us here on Periscope. Be sure to tune in to Coffee with Kenobi for the latest updates on Twitter and Facebook. Of course, on the podcast, you can get a good look at my gray beard. All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's Dan Z.
And Corey Club.
From Coffee with Kenobi. And we are excited to let you know about the Star Wars card trader app from Topps.
Yeah, Dan, you remember those cards that came out in 1977, the good old days? Well, they're back again. Yeah, so it's the Star Wars Card Trader app. It has them all, as well as fantastic images from The Force Awakens, The Clone Wars, Rebels, and much more.
Absolutely. You've got your favorite characters, memorable scenes. You've got key moments. It's all there. You get credits every day for free from the app, which is available from iTunes or Google Play. Open packs from the cantina. Trade with your friends and enjoy these amazing Star Wars memories as you take your first step into a larger world.
There are so many different sets to choose from also, and there's so many great cards to chase. There's special inserts, there's rewards for completing sets and variants. It's everything you love in collecting from a galaxy far, far away.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader collecting app from Topps.
These are the cards you're looking for.
It's been an amazing week here at Walt Disney World, and we're going to cap it off at Hollywood Studios with Ashley Eckstein. It's nice to see you again here.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me on Coffee with Kenobi.
Of course. And in April, Corey and I interviewed you at Celebration Anaheim, which was an amazing experience. And of course, this is cool, but in a very different way. So for you, what makes Disney World and Star Wars such a great union?
Oh my gosh, my two loves are Disney and Star Wars. I've been, I was brought up Disney. My dad worked for Disney World, and so I had no choice to be but a huge Disney fan. And then, of course, I've been a Star Wars fan as well ever since I was a little girl. So to be able to marry the two, and now that Disney and Star Wars is one, and you know, Star Wars is such a year-round presence in the park, it's just such a cool thing.
Right. Absolutely. And so, of course, we've got The Force Awakens coming up, and people are excited about that. You've got amazing merchandise. If I could convince my wife to wear that BB-8 dress, that would be awesome, because she's much more of a baseball person than a Star Wars person. But for you, how has the excitement for The Force Awakens impacted the amazing things going on in her universe?
Oh my gosh, The Force Awakens has opened up so many opportunities for her universe. I mean, everyone is excited about The Force Awakens. I mean, it's a worldwide phenomenon. Everyone's talking about it. Entire families are going to be lining up to see it of all ages, all generations. And so the interest of Star Wars is high. And because of that, it's opened up new opportunities for her universe with new retailers, Disney parks. We're now in Disney parks year round, which is so exciting. It's something that, you know, was always a dream of mine, but I wasn't sure if it was ever going to happen. And you know, this is all due to Episode 7 and lots of excitement around Star Wars. So very, very grateful for the opportunities.
Absolutely. And of course, in our show, we're not about spoilers. We're more about the conversation. So I'm curious, based on the limited things we've seen and what we know about, what characters do you find yourself gravitating towards from The Force Awakens?
Well, I'm already obsessed with Rey. Part of that is probably Daisy Ridley as well. I follow her on Instagram, and she just seems like such a likable person. She's so real and down to earth. And we know very little about Rey, so more of what we know is about Daisy Ridley. And so she just looks like such a cool character, such a strong character for girls. And so I'm already obsessed. Like, count me in as a Rey fan, but also BB-8. I mean, everyone's obsessed with BB-8, so I want to know more about Rey and BB-8. And then also Finn, too. I mean, John Boyega, I follow him on Instagram, and he seems like such a funny guy. And I just can't wait to know more about everyone.
I mean, they all just have an incredible appeal, and just the mass generational appeal of Star Wars, of course. So you mentioned having strong female characters, which, of course, is so important, not only in Star Wars, but just in general. There's a real need for that. So to you, why is it so critically important to have strong characters of both genders in our beloved fictional universes?
Well, the thing is Star Wars fans, if it's a good character, Star Wars fans like the character because of their personality trait, not so much their gender. So, you know, the stereotype is that girl characters only want girl female fans only want girl characters, and that's not true. Female fans, we love the guy characters just as much as we love the girl characters, and vice versa. There's so many guy fans that love Ahsoka. So I think as long as the character is just a well-written character, it doesn't matter their gender. You know, Star Wars fans will like the character regardless of gender. So I think it's important to have strong characters no matter what. And then both genders will will be attracted to them.
Absolutely. Well said. And of course, we need to talk about Ahsoka. So her legacy continues to grow in the Star Wars universe. She's amazing. She's so beloved. So what is it about her that continues to enrapture audiences, and what can children learn from her?
Oh, gosh. I am definitely obsessed with Ahsoka. You know, I have an attachment with her for sure. You know, I think, of course, I'm biased, but Dave Filoni and, you know, his writing staff and the whole entire crew, because even the animation and her fighting style, it's an entire team that brings Ahsoka to life. I'm just one part of an entire team. And she is such an all-around great character from how she's written and portrayed. And I think she's just a good character through and through. She's a character that, regardless of gender, we all want to aspire to be her. She makes us want to be better. And we never point out her gender. Like aside from the first movie, we don't point out that she's a girl. She's just Anakin Skywalker's Padawan. And so I think anyone, as an audience member, we can almost put ourselves in her shoes and relate to her. She's kind of like the eyes of the audience anyway. So I think she's someone that we can just relate to, and also someone that we want to aspire to be.
I love that. It's about her. It's about her as a person, not as a gender. It's about her as a strong character, period. And I think people gravitate towards that, as they do you, because I was sitting here, you know, we were going to chat, and just the way you are with fans and of all ages, and it's just, you're just an inspiration. So I really appreciate you taking the time to be on Coffee with Kenobi yet again.
Oh, gosh, thank you for having me. And this, I will say, this has to be one of our cooler interviews, because in the background, which everyone can't see right now, we're at, you know, the Osborne family lights here at Hollywood Studios, and they literally turned on as we're doing our interview, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, well, Dan, help me. You know, we spare no expense here at Coffee with Kenobi. Thanks again so much, Ashley. Great to see you again.
Thank you so much. Good to see you, too.
Chewie, get us out of here!
From Topps comes the all-new digital card collecting app, free to download from iTunes or Google Play, Star Wars Card Trader.
For the first time ever, collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
All from the comfort of your mobile devices, Star Wars Card Trader.
These are the cards you're looking for.
Give the evacuation code signal.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along.